I'm wondering, too, on when we've been out there in the winter, we've seen a lot of these just general areas of where the ice collapses, like in a slough or something, because the water level has dropped, I'm presuming, from since it froze. So is understanding these channel changes important for knowing where those water drops might occur, like where there's a lot of water in a channel versus a shallow spot? Does that affect where you might travel in the winter?
Geez, you know, I don't know really how to answer that question, but we see that often in some of the side sloughs more than we see the main river. And we travel the side sloughs because it's easier. It's going, it's flat and smooth. And that's where we run into these drops. The ice just shears off and drops down a foot or so. And I think, what is the other fellow's name? Knut seen this right in the main channel of the Tanana River once, and it was just all the way across the Tanana. So, but we don't normally see that. It just bends down, and so you just have a low area of the river.
But I was wondering, this conversation about how the channels change, if you were knowing how the channel changes, how does that affect your decision-making of your route in the winter? You want to go where there's the main channel, or are you going to avoid the main channel?
That's one of the choices you have, and I think it depends on which river you're on. When you get down to the Yukon River and you see these low flow erosion along the lower end of the sandbar, and they're big, they form great big caverns underneath there that may be a foot or more, and then open water underneath. And you'd be flying along with a snow machine on a trail, where you can see the track, and we have them in our project, where you can see a track where the snow machine went across the bar, and then now you see the drop off. One place where there was just a big hole, and the ice just fell through. Now you've got a big hole in the lower end of the sandbar. So it just it depends on the river. I think the Yukon is really pretty notorious for having those open holes in the lower end of the sandbars.